senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We're streaming right at ya from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for listening, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app, whether you're listening live, yo, 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 what's up? Or whether you have downloaded, or no, listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24-7, however you're listening to us, holy crap, thanks for joining us this lovely Friday. It actually is really nice here, it's like 70.
Yeah.
A little windy.
Right.
But I can't complain about 70 degree weather.
No, not at all. What the dog is complaining about
the dog
something. What's wrong? Did she not get her toy yet or
because
thing?
I'm trying to stuff the Kong toy now while I'm doing the opening.
right
Thanks. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/amazon. Every time you buy shit, use that link to go to Amazon and we get a little commission.
Right,
doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here. Yay. With a few dimes from Mr. Bezos.
Thank you, Mr. Bezos, for everything you do. And he's a billionaire, correct?
Yeah, the billionaire. Does he,
why is it only billionaires own spaceships?
Well, NASA has a couple.
Okay, but private citizens, the only private citizens that own spaceships are billionaires.
And crazy people that think they have spaceships.
No, right. But why is that, though? Seriously, why is it only billionaires?
Because they've got money to waste. You should burn, literally.
Why are they able to budget for a spaceship or a rocket or something? What if I wanted to? What if I wanted to save up?
Okay, how many billions of dollars do you have to send a rocket into space?
Well, let me find that. How do I get that? They did it. Why can't I do it? They made $1 billion doing something.
Well, Bezos actually did something. Elon Musk got some. You know, some apartheid money.
Yeah, he's a little Nazi.
Some emerald mine money from dad.
Yay.
There's a weird delay going on here.
Can defense contractors admit to having a drug problem on a podcast and then continue to be a defense contractor? I'm just wondering.
Well, they tested him supposedly.
Well, they don't need to. He just said he was.
What do you mean?
He said he was a drug addict. He admitted it.
Who?
Didn't Elon say so?
No, he said sometimes he has to take an Ambien to go to sleep.
Oh, okay.
And he took a few hits of weed.
Oh, I thought he said he admitted to a cocaine problem that we did a story where he did. And he was crying about it.
No. He was crying about something else, hard it is to be Elon or some shit.
Oh, okay. Just imagine that shit.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlines today.
Yes.
At the commie pinko liberal HuffPo. Bipartisan backlash over U.S. Yemen bombing.
Yay, World War III's happening, everybody. Good job. Everything's good.
President Joe Biden's decision to launch airstrikes against Iran-backed Houthi militias in Yemen in response to their attacks on international shipping drew bipartisan pushback in Congress, with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle
demanding he first seek approval amid fears of a broader war escalating in the Middle East. I don't necessarily disagree with that.
I'm not bipartisan, from what? He needs approval of the Republican Congress?
I'm not a big fan of presidents just unilaterally deciding to bomb shit either. So, you know, I kind of agree with this.
But it's Yemen, right?
Right.
Haven't we been bombing them for a long time, though?
On and off, but these Houthis have been become quite a pain in the ass in the Red Sea and attacking shipping lanes and ships and shit that. And now they're hitting them in the money. So people are getting mad.
Right, right.
Let's see. We've got. I'm just seeing weird. Weird error messages here, and I think everything's going good, but some weird delay going on on the stream. It doesn't affect anything, really. It's just an odd delay. So that's the headline there.
Yes.
The Republicans and Democrats both have said this is not cool. Rashida Tlaib, especially out there, saying the airstrikes are an unacceptable violation of the Constitution.
Jeez. I mean, I don't know what to think about this. I don't know anything about this shit. You know what I mean? Oh, is there something wrong with the...
I
want
to listen to the stream. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, this... I was reading the HuffPo article about this, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to post about this. I can't think of anything very funny to say about it. So I posted about something on... Salon. It's actually hard to find news that's remotely like humorous, because it's like their headline was about climate change migration, and that's not necessarily kind of fun or funny, you know. I mean, I'm sure there's an angle, but I don't know what it is. I don't know. This Houthi shit sounds horrible. I mean,
the Houthis have launched scores of drones and missiles at commercial ships in the Red Sea in response to Israel's military campaign on Gaza, which followed Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel last year. Many of the missiles have been intercepted and shot down by the U.S. Navy as part of an international coalition formed by the U.S. to protect navigation in the area.
I was going to put this link up on Crab Diving on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. It said I put a story about Laura Loomer and Nikki Haley.
Well, there you go.
Funny. So there's that if you don't want to read about that. I mean, oh God, you know, World War III starting out there. What are you supposed to say? Oh, shit.
Biden said, well, so we're bombing the shit out of places. Progressives like Ro Khanna and... others maintain that Biden should have come to Congress first to seek authorization for the strikes. I don't disagree with that. I agree.
Yeah. Congress though, but the
I didn't like Obama's drone strikes.
Right. Well, the Syrian ones?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
They were just, you know, taking advantage of that bullshit terrorist act bullshit. And that open-ended, we don't need to authorize military use of force if the president can just do it because he's going after terrorism.
But remember that?
I think they might have gotten rid of that. I could be wrong, but
to me, this is a little hypocritical though. I mean, what about the money we're giving Israel just to fucking bomb these people in Gaza into the fucking rocks, into the Stone Age? I mean, it's fucking insane. They're bombing all these refugee camps and shit. I mean, I don't know. It's just a weird thing. It's like we kind of just that Senate that he wants approval from to go after the Houthis is the same Senate that doesn't have a problem with us giving money to the Israelis to bomb Gaza into the Stone Age, especially when we know that their leader is like Donald Trump. Trying to stay out of jail. He's justifying his fucking existence. It's crazy. You know what I mean? I just don't completely understand what the problem with this one is when there's not a problem with the other one.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo. Let's see if the Drudge Report is
Drudging
up the same shit.
You're probably saying something stupid about the border.
Drudge Report, MAGA preachers and the Don Demine, it says. Second headline is record. I saw this record cold chaos at Iowa caucus. Life-threatening conditions. They're having shit weather up in,
you got to risk your life. Iowa. You got to risk your life to go out and vote for Donald Trump. And this caucus doesn't even count. And people are going to go out there and break their hips voting for these dumb Republican fucksticks. I can't even imagine. Oh, how horrible.
The,
you know, it's hard that Iowa. I've been to Iowa in the winter. It fucking sucks, man. Have you ever been to Iowa?
Yo, yeah.
Dude, what? Who did that state? Go fuck yourselves.
Big freeze causes chaos for the coldest Iowa caucus ever. Nikki Haley canceled all her events.
Get out there, Nikki.
With 3 days to go, as voters are warned that they could get frostbite within 10 minutes.
I rode my bike to work in Chicago both ways in the fucking winter. In the winter in Chicago. Get out there, Nikki. God damn it. God.
Warned they could get frostbite in 10 minutes with wind chills of minus 45 degrees.
Why do you believe in
I'm
this
just remembering
shit?
Seeing you leaving a party once.
Yeah, yeah.
With a bike in the winter and seeing you fall over sideways as you were trying to get your
bike
out of the it was like frozen to the ground or something. It was right. A little bit.
I mean, listen, I know it's
cold. You braved the weather.
Oh, yes. I know it's cold in Iowa, but God. I mean, what the fuck? You're running for president. Put a ski mask on.
Most of Iowa is under blizzard warning today as the state contended with driving winds, accumulating snow, frigid temperatures, and assessments of how it will impact Monday's Iowa caucuses.
I mean, are you worried if Jason Miller, what if Jason Miller's on the ground in Iowa campaigning for Daddy Trump and he catches frostbite?
Oh, no.
And his little rapey fingers melt off.
Nothing happens to his face and he's all his looks.
Stephen Miller's out there too. Be careful in the cold, Stephen. You too, Melania.
Well, it's Stephen Miller.
Is Melania out there?
In t-shirt and jeans.
He loves it because he's a vampire. Is Melania out there? I hope she's wearing a coat. Is she in Iowa?
No, she's in mourning.
For Trump. Why?
Which, by the way, remember, Trump, they're squealing on the right, by the way, because Trump asked for that day off to mourn, to be with Melania as she was mourning the passing of her mother. And the judge was like, fuck off.
Go fuck yourself.
And the right is squealing about it. But then
today,
and where was Trump? In Iowa.
Right. Yes.
So he's not. Or he had a rally last night, so he's not spending his time with Melania caressing her hand as she's rending her garments in
Trump
grief.
Likes, and I really think in order of Diet Coke, Adderall, and this is a close third, Ivanka / McDonald's. That's what he likes, and I think he likes other things too. But to me. You know, probably underage women, underage girls probably are in there somewhere too. But he doesn't give a shit about Melania's mom. Do you think he even knows her name? Does he know
Melania's mom?
He doesn't know her name, I bet. What's Melanie's mother's name?
Mrs. Melania's mother.
My mommy's mom is dying, Trump says. I want to get out of my court. He doesn't give a shit.
The state offered safety warnings, blah, 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 of where motorists could pull over from snowy highways to ride out a blizzard.
Jeez.
I've had to do that several times.
Yeah, yeah.
In my life. Let's see. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who pulled up into second place in a new Iowa poll yesterday, scrapped her planned in-person campaign event set for today in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Right.
Where the temperature was only 5 degrees.
Get out there!
5.
Shit. Come on, guys. DeSantis must be out there putting fingers. He's got to be out
there. Ron DeSantis is banking on a strong showing in Iowa, held one event Friday in Ankeny. But nixed later ones, Donald Trump. Oh my God. Surrogate Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake is slithering around Iowa.
Oh, be careful, Carrie. Please don't freeze to death out there.
She had, you know, I thought I put it in my spreadsheet, but I guess I didn't. She had a bad couple of days. There's another defamation lawsuit. That's what we need to do to these people. And it's one of these officials who she said intentionally, get this, you know, they had a fuck up with the printing of some of the ballots because when they printed them, they had the printer set to shrink to fit or something like that.
Oh, God damn it.
And that just that little bit of different size was enough to throw off some of the machines.
Yeah.
But all of those ballots were counted. They found out what was wrong with it. They recalibrated it and they counted all of those ballots. Carrie Lake is screaming that it was done in, it's fraud and all this stuff. And she was accusing this dude, I forget which official is, of doing it on purpose.
Why?
To thwart her.
Okay.
And so he said, fuck you, I'm suing.
Yes.
And I'm suing you for defamation. And the judges, she asked for dismissal and the judge said, no, I'm letting it go. So she's now going to have to deal with a lawsuit just like Trump, just like Giuliani fucking Ani. And more of these scumbags should be held accountable for these lies that they're telling about people.
Shrink to fucking fit, man. That is the most evil setting ever, because if you save something as a PDF with those settings, in my opinion, because it's a PDF, it should stay. So I'm always a little shocked when I show up to the printers and I'm like, did you not shrink to fit? It's like it wasn't selected. My God, it was. So like, what's going on with that? And how could this guy make this big of a fuck up? You got to tell these people, how was shrink to fit pre-selected on ballot?
That has to be done locally, doesn't it?
How did you fuck that up? Did you not see it in the preview that it looked fucked up?
Well, it wasn't that big of a difference, but it was enough to throw off the
shrink to fit.
The auto counter.
But shrink to fit and not shrink to fit is a huge difference.
But it wasn't that big of a difference on the ballots to cause them to instantly look at it and say, wow, this is fucked up. But it was enough apparently to misalign the machines that were doing the counting.
The lesson here is that those special settings and these, when you do a PDF, it's evil and it's not consistent, because sometimes shrink to fit will get selected when it's not. And sometimes it will when it shouldn't be. And that sucks. And no one's ever going to figure that shit out.
The headline at the Drudge Report says MAGA preachers and the Don Devine leads to an Axios story. Tectonic shift in power, how MAGA pastors boost Trump's campaign. Yeah, you know, this tax exempt bullshit just needs to go away, because I read over the past few days, I read a few of these, especially some of these crazy, I guess there's crazy Iowa preachers. There are crazy preachers everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
But there's these crazy evangelicals in Iowa who are just literally campaigning. They're literally campaigning, saying Biden's evil. He's prosecuting Mr. Trump, who's innocent and guilty of nothing, and Biden's a dictator who's trying. Biden's a dictator, and he's trying to get President Trump on.
I tell you what, if I lived in Iowa, I might want to move. The idea of this caucus, of when it's time for a Republican to be the to do Iowa, that would make me want to leave the state. Just think about all the spreaders, the unvaccinated that are showing up, and they're all maggots. And these guys that are campaigning for Trump, these radicalized fucknuts, please look at the crime rates in Iowa compared to when there's not an Iowa caucus happening to when there is. And I guarantee you, these maggots show up and they do all kinds of bad shit, man. It is bad news. And we've documented this. It is bad news when the Trumpsters come to town, right? Get away from me.
They're not the most well-behaved herd.
Oh, good news. You're in Iowa. Now the Trumpsters are coming. The maggots are coming, guys. The ones that aren't already maggots here, there will be even more maggots here than there usually is.
Donald Trump doesn't have the support of Iowa's most prominent evangelical leader.
Okay.
But in Iowa and across the country, MAGA pastors are among Trump's most loyal backers.
Dang, Donald, I'd find this motherfucker and say, hey, I'm anointed, bitch. What is your problem?
It's not just that they like the former president for appointing three SCOTUS justices who helped overturn abortion rights. Some of Trump's most enthusiastic believers are pastors who share his dark view of U.S. politics.
Nine! You mean Nazis, Pat? Little fucking Nazis.
Faith leaders who've endorsed Trump, including... include hundreds of traditional conservatives, a lot like Bob Vanderplatz, influential Iowa evangelical leader.
Nine!
But he has actually backed DeSantis, which is why that's kind of a story there.
These Nazis better get it together, goddammit. What are you doing back at Puddenfingers, Nazi?
These MAGA pastors in speeches and podcasts offer an apocalyptic view of U.S. politics, casting Democrats as demonic, promoting Christian nationalism, and touting Trump as chosen by God to save Christianity.
Listen, this podcast is touting the Republicans as satanic and evil and demonic and all that shit, so fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Blasting dong dong stooby stooby. There.
Trump's team of faith leaders includes former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson.
Excuse the fuck out of me. What kind of leader?
Yes, Ryan.
Excuse me, Ben. Are you a faith leader?
I am a faith leader. I'm very strong in my faith.
I didn't know he was considered that. I thought he was a brain surgeon. That's what he's known for.
You know, those pyramids were actually grain silos and corn.
What does it mean that's... Listen. Hey, just turn off the History Channel, Ben, just for a second. What does it mean when somebody... I don't understand this guy. He grew up, I guess, or it turned into a very successful brain surgeon. A good brain surgeon even, right?
From a single mother that was on welfare.
Okay.
He's against welfare.
Why did he need to cheat on his chemistry test then? He was such a good doctor.
You mean by having God stick his finger up his ass and give him all the
answers? Yes, God gave me the answers. Right. God gave me answers.
That was a story that what Ryan's talking about. One of Ben's stories is that he hadn't studied for a major exam and that the night before he was trying to cram and he just prayed to the Lord and he felt God stick his godly fingers into his brain and mix shit up in there and give him the answers. And the next day he aced the test.
I don't understand Ben Carson. Imagine you go to so much fucking school that your job is a fucking brain surgeon. That means you've digested so much fucking science. I can't even begin. I can't even imagine how much science you have to. I don't know. Biology. I don't know. Lots of science courses in brain surgery, I would imagine.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Man. And if I did all that science and I had that big fancy title and somebody had the nerve to suggest Jesus existed, I think I'd lose my shit. Bullshit, he does not. I'm thumb deep in your brain, motherfucker. There's no God in here. I checked. Wait, there he is. I found a little.
That's one of the headlines of the Drudge.
How did that happen to Ben Carson? How does somebody spend their whole life studying science and facts so much so that they know how to suture your fucking brain?
We have countless examples of people that made their way through the system, fought their way up on their own merits.
Yes.
And sometimes they had help. Sometimes they had people offering them ladders. But then these are the type of people that when they get to the top, they pull up the ladders and they're like, fuck you. No, I don't need to help anybody else.
Yeah.
And it's that mindset like, I got mine. Fuck you.
Right. Right. Jeez.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. So that's an appropriate story from the Drudge over there.
Jesus is in the house, kind of. We sort of.
Do you have, since we were talking about that, we might as well play this clip.
La Stoma Dobby Lee Dob Doobie.
couple of clips. You'll recognize the mellifluous tones right away.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I hope. Is this,
do you have a...
is it Greg Locke?
God's about to bring the whole house down, ladies and gentlemen.
God's about to bring the whole house down, ladies and gentlemen.
I miss Greg Locke. It's been a couple of days since we played some clips. You know what? He sounds like a friend of mine. He sounds just like, you know, he sounds like my friend Kirby.
Oh.
Just like Kirby.
God's about to bring the whole house down, ladies and gentlemen. These bunch of sex trafficking mongrels are about to be exposed. These bunch of pedophiles in Hollywood are going to be exposed for who they are. I don't care what you think about fraudulent Sleepy Joe. He's a sex trafficking, demon-possessed mongrel. He's of the left. He ain't no better than the Pope and Oprah Winfrey and Tom Hanks and the rest of that wicked crowd. God is going to bring the whole house down. I said he's going to bring the whole house down.
Wait, man. What about this? What's going on with Oprah?
I'm just thinking about his neighbor, Larry.
Oh, Larry.
Listening to this, he's like, what the fuck did Tom Hanks do?
Larry is. At this moment, I think Larry and his family, they're probably in the panic room. They're probably.
I looked on Google Maps and Street View, and we narrowed it down, I think, to two houses, right? That could be Larry's. Yeah. And both of them, I just feel sorry for whoever lives in both of those houses.
I would bunker in there. I really would. I would have my shit hermetically sealed. Nobody has any fences. There's no fencing. What in the fuck? They don't have a fence? That's the first thing. I get a fence. A real good one, too, with razor wire at the top. I'm not kidding. Listen to this fuck, though. He's crazy.
Down. He's going to burn the whole thing to the ground.
Well, you know what I mean?
He's going to expose all these bunch of pedophiles. I'm telling you, he's going to expose Kamala Harris for the Jezebel demon that she is.
Some of Greg Locke's greatest
hits. Let me explain to you. I have razor wire. I have a ditch in front of the... I have a fucking ditch.
A moat.
Absolutely.
With alligators.
I just put it with water in there. But on Sundays, I pour a little like fuel or something in there. And I light that shit up.
They'll go over there. They'll throw their books in there.
You're not getting me.
They're going to toss their Harry Potter books into the blazes.
Listen, you study Jesus Christ. I studied the verses, the Book of Helm's Deep of Lord of the Rings. I'm not being infiltrated.
I don't know why pastors don't talk about this stuff. Well, I do. They don't want to seem crazy. I'm already crazy.
Lock the doors. Ignite the moat. Just close the drawbridge.
That guy lives across up there. This guy lives across the street from me.
This is how the Crusades happen. These fuckers are going back to the Crusades. They're making Larry feel... Poor Larry's over there. It's like, is Larry's into medieval times? No. He's just taking this shit seriously.
Start over next week. You know, the Bible talks about church discipline, right?
Okay, be careful.
About kicking folks out if they cause trouble.
Uh-oh.
I'm almost going to say I'm about to the place. I am to the place. I'm to the place right now. If you vote Democrat, I don't even want you around this church. You can get out. You can get out, you demon. You can get out, you baby butchering election thief.
What?
You cannot be
election baby thief. Butchering election thief.
Let me ask
thief.
You a serious question, and I hope it's the case. I hope to fucking God that Christopher Ray has people on the inside. I'm serious.
He doesn't need them. These he live streams.
No. Yes, he does need them. What are they doing behind the scenes? What are they doing with their fucking money? Are these people funding domestic terrorists? I mean, listen to the rhetoric of these people. The FBI should have people on the inside as like deacons undercover and shit. You know what I mean? This guy's nuts. He's crazy.
He admits he's nuts.
I know, man. I'm just saying, we got to have eyes on this guy.
Speaking of crazy, Lordy, there are tapes. We heard of the existence of tapes of Roger Stone in various with various shenaniganry, including discussing putting a hit out on Eric Swalwell and Jerry Nadler.
Hey.
And here's the tape.
Jeez.
peace there, and go find Swalwell and get this over with. It's time to do it.
Let's go find Swalwell. Let's get this over with. It's time to do it.
Where is he doing? Saying
who knows? He's being recorded by some
Jesus,
some schmuck who's recording him at a some out. Some, out
wait, somewhere. Wait. He's
they're out at like a diner,
but or something. Me, and is it a documentary crew? Recording?
No. This is somebody that just taped him. I think.
Okay, I see.
Then we'll see how brave the rest of them are.
Then we'll see how brave the rest of them are.
Either follow either Swalwell or Nadler has to die before the election.
Either Swalwell or Nadler has to die before the election.
Roger, you should be arrested. I mean, honestly, right?
Before the election. They need to get the message. Again, just not putting up with this shit again.
They need to get the message. I'm just not putting up with this shit anymore.
Fuck you, Roger. Who are you talking to? What are you doing? What the fuck is this guy up to? Trump pardoned this murderous fuck? God, that's crazy, man. Shit. I would go undercover at Greg Locke's thing. I think I could do it. Would you do that?
You'd have to undercover as what? I mean,
just to see. You want to infiltrate and we get in there and go to the
sit there and play guitar?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to hear and you want to gather information, see who is coming, who is going. You want to gain the trust of these crazy people. And I guarantee you, man, there's so much money that must be coming in to Greg Locke's thing. This crazy motherfucker surely has illicit shit going on. Come on. How much money do you think Greg Locke takes in on one of these services?
I mean, tens of thousands of dollars, more than that.
You don't think
Well, 3,000 people, right? So, yeah. You know, if they each give $20 even.
You don't think some of that money, I mean, listen to his rhetoric. He's not giving some of this money to some weird ass militia or some bullshit like that.
I don't know.
I mean, I would you be surprised?
Might be the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, would you be surprised though?
No.
See, I think the FBI needs people in there, man. You got to have people in there infiltrating, just taking notes. I'll do it.
You want to hang out with those people?
No, I'm just, I feel like I'm a good actor and I can be good at that.
And you demand a lot of pay.
Oh yeah. I want to be paid. Sure. I just want to get that sound equipment after they bust him. That's all I want.
Here's from the, file. A New York State judge has ordered Trump to pay the New York Times almost $400,000 over a now dismissed lawsuit he brought against them. It's a $392,638.69 fine to pay for the journalist's legal fees. So he got hit for their legal fees, because of the frivolous lawsuit.
Wait, 400 million?
Thousand.
400,000. Shit, that's a lot. Jeez.
In May of 2023, New York Supreme Court Justice Robert R. Reed dismissed a lawsuit brought forward by Trump against three Times reporters, or against the Times and three of its reporters.
Yes.
The Republican leader had tried to sue the Times in 2021 over their Pulitzer Prize-winning reporting on his financial portfolio.
Wow.
The judge ruled that the Times reporters were entitled to engage in legal and ordinary news gathering activities without fear or tort liability, as their actions are at the very core of protected First Amendment activity.
Well, what that means is their reporting was truthful, right?
Well, yeah, and they have no... Yeah, right. At the time, the judge noted that Trump's legal claims in the lawsuit fail as a matter of constitutional law. So,
damn!
Shocker, Trump had lawyers that told him... some frivolous bullshit tactic.
And he loved it.
Could work.
And he loved it. And he did it, and it didn't work.
And I'm not going to say they milked him, because they probably didn't get paid.
Yeah, I hope they got it up front, man. You dumb shits. God, if you're a lawyer working for Donald Trump and you're not getting money up front, shit, man, he must have something on you.
$229,000 of the legal fees must be paid to one of the reporters.
Yeah.
Suzanne Craig.
Yeah.
Who was sued personally. She was one of the writers. And $162,000 goes to a journalist, David Barstow.
It's funny to me that Putin doesn't have a bunch of lawyers in America that He has compromat on. No, he has compromat on. He's like, hey, go represent Trump or I'm going to release this shit on you. He's not going to pay you.
I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
I mean, that to me, that seems like a good. I mean, Trump, I would hit up Putin. Maybe he could help you with that. Giuliani could use that help, too, probably.
Also, this Faithless Friday.
You know, I just want to say something. I did the summary for last week for the last show. Wait, that was Monday, right? Or Wednesday, excuse me. Is Giuliani still in the news? Do we still cover him? Because we didn't do any stories about Giuliani.
Well, we don't do stories every time.
Oh my God,
Giuliani.
I just don't understand why he's not in the news.
You got to give the fart sounds a little break.
This guy.
But there is Rudy Giuliani news today.
Thank God, man. Thank God. And we already had Greg Locke. Oh, what a great news day.
Well, let's keep that up. Because let's do a couple more of the headlines and then we'll get to some of the shit I pulled. I was able to locate, I'll tease a later segment.
Yeah.
We had talked about a name that we hadn't heard in a long time.
Yes.
And a voice we hadn't heard in a long time.
Okay.
Brian Fisher.
I'm Brian Fisher.
From the American Family Association.
Yeah, regime.
And Brian Fisher. I discovered.
Yes.
Was summarily taken off of the air, his Focal Point program.
Fecal Point. Oh, Focal Point.
In 2021.
Yes.
No announcement. No statement from American Family Association or anything. They just canceled him.
Whee!
And he went off. But and very difficult to find, sadly. Yes. Not real good at marketing because
he's
still around and he's now doing the Brian Fisher podcast.
Oh, awesome. Now, what is this show about? Was it about movie reviews?
Yeah, exactly. He's gone woke.
Homosexual marriage.
He's pro-trans rights.
Homosexual marriage.
And I do have a clip from some of his new stuff, so we'll get to that in a little bit.
I'm excited to hear the new material, Brian. Looking forward to it. Because he was the guy with the homosexual marriage, right?
Right. He's getting up there. I mean, he's like 76 or something like
that. Wow, man. I mean, why not retire and ride off into the sunset? Leave on a high note or whatever.
Well, what was he going to do? I mean...
I'll just be angry in the corner.
Speaking of angry in the corner,
nine.
We've got a headline today.
Yes.
and here we go. You'll recognize this voice, also the mellifluous tones. But a grave injustice has been done.
Oh my God! Is it my pillow?
Hello, everybody. I wanted to get on here and tell you all the disturbing news. Fox News has canceled My Pillow.
Oh, my God. Damn, I feel like I found a golden ticket in the Charlie.
It's a great day, isn't it? Yeah.
I know there's Rudy coming, and we already had, Greg Locke. God
damn. And Brian Fisher's coming.
But now we got Mike Lindell. Oh, my God. And poor Fox.
Here's Mike Lindell. Sad news. Fox has canceled My Pillow.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to get on here and tell you all the disturbing news. Fox News has canceled My Pillow. We don't know why. We can only make a couple guesses. Maybe it's because Lou Dobbs was added over here at Lindell TV to this all new lineup we have. And that was just a few days ago. We showed his first interview with our great real president, Donald Trump. Or maybe it's because they don't want my face even on their network leading up to the 2024 election in support of our great real president, Donald Trump. I don't know. I don't have the details yet, but all I know is the commercials have been canceled. Anything with MyPillow or Mike Lindell canceled on Fox News. And please help us to support us and during this time of cancellation.
Poor Mike. Poor Mike is so sad.
He's in the time of cancellation.
And during this time of cancellation, and thanks for your support of Lindell TV. I believe this is all about stopping me from talking about the election platforms and the elections. And
I think so.
To getting rid of my voice. But it's I just wanted to let you all know that this is a very disturbing. We don't know all the details yet, but Fox News has canceled MyPillow. Thank you.
That was a breaking announcement on frankspeech.com.
Thank you. Fox News has canceled MyPillow. Thank you. Who is the thank you to? Who is the thank you?
He's thanking those watching.
Oh, his fans. That's Thank you. Okay, that's nice, Mike. Why can't he get a job on Fox, like, just doing the news? If anything, he's entertaining.
But yeah.
Even, you know, I can't imagine that he wouldn't be an asset to somebody's morning show. You know, he wouldn't be the headline guy, but, well, maybe he would be. Maybe I'm thinking about Mike Lindell wrong. Do you think Mike Lindell could do a straight news program, you know?
I don't think so. I think he's too nuts. Well, I mean, he is a frequent guest with Steve Bannon.
I'm glad you're bringing disturbing news. It's been such a sunshiny show this morning. God. Hit me, brother. Let's get it all. Come on. Well, we got big shoulders here in the war room. We can take it. What do you got?
Well, as you know, Steve, ever since I've been speaking out about our election platform since January of 21, they've been attacking my company, MyPillow, with cancel culture, the box stores, the shopping channels, and now Fox News. Fox News has canceled MyPillow, and I don't have the reasons why yet. I can only say, well, but the caucuses are coming on Monday.
he's so sad,
Mike. Yeah, it's very sad.
I guess he didn't pray enough or something. How could God let this happen? Is Mike Lindell Christian?
He's wearing a white silk shirt with the top button unbuttoned, and he's got a gold cross.
Oh, he's got Jesus
pulled
thing.
Out. It's hanging outside the
That's
shirt.
Weird. He's
ridiculous.
Done so much for Jesus, and he forsakes him. I'm sure he could use those sales on Fox News. Where's he going to sell these pillows that he's got?
You mean the excess pillow? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, where's he going to put them?
I don't know.
You better not let him hear you laughing at him about his fucking pillows. It's like, how could you say that? Fuck you. You're a fucking asshole. These aren't lumpy. These are great.
No, the pillows aren't lumpy.
I guess. You know what I like? I like the idea that Mike Lindell thinks the tectonic waves or whatever in the media universe that was created when he took on Lou Dobbs on Frank Speech TV. I mean, wasn't Lou fired from Fox or something?
Yes.
And then he gave
after he was fired from like CNN, wasn't he, or CNBC or
like,
something, or yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like I can't. I'm trying to figure out. Like Mike Lindell thinks it matters that he gave Lou Dobbs a job on Frank Speech TV, and this is Fox's retribution over that. I don't think Fox knows. I don't think they give a shit. I don't think they want to sell your fucking pillows anymore. You're crazy.
Oh, but get this. A source with knowledge of the situation.
Name!
Said that the partnership between Fox and MyPillow is paused over unpaid bills.
Oh.
Lindell still hasn't paid for any MyPillow ads that aired since August of 2023.
Dude, you gotta pay your shit. That's what's going on.
So that's what's going on. He neglected to give out that information.
You know what? I forgot. They lie. They lie. They lie. They lie. They always lie. They always fucking lie. MyPillow. My liar.
And any chance to crawl up on the cross and hang there with Kenny Loggins.
Pay your bills. Yeah. Just pay your bills, dumb shit.
It's just ridiculous.
Does he have any money left over, though?
I don't know. I think he's getting his ass kicked. And if I were his kids, I would be.
Oh, yeah.
I would be like, can we have him put away somewhere and evaluated before the house is gone, everything's gone?
No, you want to just sell everything that's not nailed down. What an idiot, man.
So sad.
Frank Speech TV, Fox News fired me. It's not lumpy, fucking asshole.
Try and cancel culture.
I'm going to make you smoke crack.
Also, this lovely Friday.
Yay.
This is Oh, this was, I just thought it was funny because it was trending today. Marjorie Taylor Peen. Trending today after she Hunter's text dick pics again in a congressional hearing.
Don't you have any balls? Is that, did she say that?
No, that's Nancy May. She's another one who's vying for the
how proud
trashiest lunatic moron in Congress.
How proud it is to be American right now. Like, God, we're so stupid and idiotic. Ugh.
Follow up?
Crab diving follow up.
And this may explain the timing.
Yes.
Of the resignation of Wayne LaPierre.
Oh, wee wee.
Because the at a meeting, there is a tape, by the way. There's secret recordings. All these people secretly record each other. It's so great.
That's crazy. Or they have documentary crews.
At a meeting in June of 2009, the treasurer of the NRA was working out a plan to conceal luxury expenses involving the chief executive, Wayne LaPierre.
Damn, Wayne!
According to an audio of the meeting obtained by ProPublica and The Trace, the recording was unknown to New York's attorney general, who's pursuing the NRA and LaPierre over a range of alleged financial misdeeds. Well, she knows about it now.
Damn!
The tape shows in real time the NRA's treasurer enlisting the group's longtime PR firm to obfuscate the extravagant costs.
Oh, shit.
Captured on tape is talk of LaPierre's desire to avoid public disclosure of his use of private jets.
I'm confused for a second. Was Wayne LaPierre incredibly poor or something and destitute? Hey, why can't he pay for his own fucking vacations?
Well, it's for business, right? I'm sure. Yeah. As well as concern about persistent spending at the Beverly Hills Hotel. During the meeting, which took place in Alexandria, Virginia, office of PR firm Ackerman McQueen, executives agreed that Ackerman would issue a platinum American Express card to Tyler Schropp, the new head of the NRA's advancement division, which was responsible for bringing in high dollar contributions from wealthy donors.
Wait, excuse me. I thought the NRA was supposed to be to help gun riot owners and like gun safety.
And they needed to milk billionaires.
No, it's about gun safety, right?
Ackerman would then allegedly cover the card's charges and bill them back to the NRA under nondescript invoices. So they were laundering what they were doing. Platinum Express, American Express card.
It's as if these guys don't give a shit about anybody's gun rights even, or anything. It's just like, why is Wayne LaPierre advocating for gun rights owners' rights at this Beverly Hills Hotel? Why is that happening? What's happening there that he needs to be there?
So the CFO of the PR firm, William Winkler. In the tape, says, it's really the limo services and the hotels I worry about. He's going to need it for the hotels especially, meaning this laundering of expenses.
Yes. Well, I mean, how do you... what's the big deal? Wayne LaPierre can't take a limo?
The use of the Ackerman American Express card, according to a report by New York Attorney General Letitia James, expert witness on nonprofits, skirted internal controls that existed to ensure proper disclosure and regulatory compliance and to prevent fraud and abuse at the nonprofit.
Excuse, I said nine when you said Letitia James. I didn't mean to. I said nine.
As a result, outside of a tiny group of NRA insiders, everyone was in the dark about years of charges for luxury accommodations, including for Wayne LaPierre and Schropp, this other guy, including regular sojourns to the Four Seasons and the Ritz-Carlton.
But where? In L.A. or New York or something?
Does it matter where Ritz-Carlton you're staying at?
Well, yes, it does, because there obviously must be gun business there. There must be something for work. I mean, are these people just going to hotels, luxuriating?
His job was to fly. The Schropp guy's job was to fly around and suck millionaire dick
for gun rights,
for money. Yeah.
Yes.
For donations.
Who in here is? When does Maria Batima show up and start dating all these guys and fall in love with all these old decrepit fucks from the NRA?
The Attorney General's office was unaware of the audio until it was contacted by the Trace and ProPublica and did not respond for comment. But I'm sure they were like, well, thank you.
Yeah, geez, we get to go home early this week. These dumb fucks recorded everything. Tell the forensic accountants to go home. Who cares? They just said what they did.
At one point, another NRA exec indicated on the tape that Wayne had concerns about the optics of using NRA funds for travel on a private jet. Not that he would stop doing it, but that he would. It says we just have to be careful because Wayne wants to get through this whole year saying he hasn't used private aircraft.
But you had.
Correct.
Why don't you just take the? Once you do first class in a regular old commercial fucking aircraft, which I think are safer, even though the door blew off that one shitty plane. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't you just take first class? I mean, that's nice as fuck. Why does he need a private plane?
The executive said, Wayne just doesn't want to be seen getting off the plane anywhere.
Well, what? They don't go anywhere. Then get Scotty to build you a transporter beam, you dumb shit. Wayne is unreasonable then. What does Wayne want from life? Wayne just waddles around buying suits on the NRA dime.
You know, they just go around and schmooze and shake hands and tickle other people's balls.
Why do I give a fuck that Wayne LaPierre is wasting the NRA's money? I actually don't fucking care. Good. I hope he bankrupts them, right? Why do we give a shit? Why is Letitia James prosecuting him? Is it? Like, I'm all for it. I just don't know why.
So one of the so the PR guy said that he was told that they wanted to route this one dude's pricey expenses through Ackerman McQueen. This is that Platinum American Express.
Yeah, these fraudsters.
Filing them as a travel job, which was billed to clients without invoices and devoid of detail.
Oh, perfect.
The PR guy said, well, that's easy. As far as I'm concerned, we can give Tyler an Ackerman Amex and do it that way.
It's easy. I do it all the time, says this fuck.
NRA exec said, oh, well, that's the way to do it then.
Why don't you take an Uber or a Lyft? What is the fucking difference? Really? What is the difference?
So there you go. They have
God, man.
How could they get secret credit cards?
I'll tell you something. I'm taking these rich people that have their own planes. That means you're not paying enough.
But in a PR firm, isn't that illegal? Why is a PR firm giving a different company's employee a platinum card?
Well, wait.
For use for any expenses.
Oh, without the company's approval?
No, they knew that they were doing it.
Well, then where's the law that's being broken now?
Because you're laundering expenses.
But
exactly what they're getting in trouble
yeah,
for.
Yeah, yeah. You're filing the expenses differently with the government.
Right, is because Ackerman, whatever, fuckwads, the PR firm, is a for-profit organization.
Oh, I see. And so they're using these as expenses when they...
Right.
They should be billed to the... Right. The NRA for this.
He's a consultant that's, or some bullshit like that, probably.
I just love that Wayne LaPierre is...
Meanwhile, they were getting reimbursed for that from the NRA.
They were not.
Were.
They were. They were getting reimbursed and they were...
covering it as fees back to...
So they're technically double dipping on it.
No.
Yeah, because they're claiming the expenses on their taxes and then they're...
Well, Ackerman would be claiming the expenses on their taxes, okay. I think.
Jeez, I just don't.
But then they were reimbursed.
Oh,
So yeah, NRA who might be claiming it as taxes.
It's just funny. It's like I thought these guys were all about how do we keep these guns in the hands of these lunatics or gun safety or hunter safety or some shit like that. Seems like it's a bunch of guys running around in $300,000 suits. Doing, I don't know, shoving diamonds up their assholes.
Also, let's see, we've got...
God, they must have had so many miles accrued, right? If you spend all that money... Well, it's private planes. You don't get miles.
Right.
Just fly commercial! Jesus!
Why bother if you've got rich people that are willing to put you on a private?
Everybody's going to jail. I mean, that's why.
Well, there you go. I doubt anybody will go to jail. It's she's going after the organization.
Oh, okay.
Moms for Liberty?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's here in Florida.
Right.
They've been in the news, right?
Well, yeah. Their founder apparently likes a little beaver bump in action, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But, you know, in this Christian crowd.
Well, yeah, they're very anti-gay in their politics, but it seems like it's different.
And her husband was ousted as the head of the Republican Party here in Florida.
Well, yeah.
After they found out about the threesomes and that he... allegedly raped the victim.
I'm surprised.
A member of their threesome when the wife wasn't able to make one of their little soirees, and the woman said, "Well, then I'm going to cancel because, to be honest, she's the main reason I'm in it."
Right.
And he got pissed, went over there, and allegedly sexually assaulted her.
Wow, you know, it's weird. I think I said this when we covered it last time, but boy, it's strange that the Republicans care about that, you know, because, well, I don't know.
Meanwhile, in Tennessee.
Nine!
A Moms for Liberty member who is a member of the Tennessee school board.
Oh, shit.
Of a school board in Tennessee.
Slavery didn't exist.
Was arrested for shoplifting from Target on 7 different occasions.
Damn! Oh, man. Wait a second. It doesn't say anything in the Ten Commandments about shoplifting, Pat. Not one fucking thing.
Well, it does. That thou shalt not steal is pretty...
Well, thou shalt... this is shoplifting.
Carrie Blair, 43, was arrested for property theft charges after skip scanning items at Target self-checkout stations 7 times. They've got her on tape.
Damn.
Between 25th of November and the 20th of December. So 7 times in less than a month. She was pretending to scan stuff.
Skip scanning. I didn't know that was a term. I never skip scan. I mean,
over $700 of items were stolen.
You can't skip scan because then we won't be able to scan anymore. You'll ruin it for everybody.
She was on the Collierville school board, but now has resigned following the charges against her. She cited personal family reasons.
Couldn't we, have all these self-checkouts and then let all the people that would have been cashiers, couldn't you give them universal basic income?
The chair of the Shelby County, Tennessee chapter of Moms for Liberty.
Skip scanners.
Said the group didn't officially endorse her, but she did receive financial contributions.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I bet all these people at Moms of Liberty, they all go skip scanning at Target and Walmart and shit like that, don't you think?
God, these motherfuckers, though, they're just such hypocrites.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thou shalt not steal. It's like, is that the first one? That's not the first one.
No, it's six-ish, five-ish, six-ish.
Thou shalt not be a sloth.
Seven-ish.
Right.
No, God's got his God motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Don't swear at me and believe in me and love me or else.
We're exclusive.
the top of the hour, a little past everybody here. Thanks so much for listening and buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
This Moms for Liberty person is literally telling people, like, there ain't no slavery. Don't read To Kill a Mockingbird. Boop, boop.
Oh, pot, right.
Pot. I mean, what were you stealing? Well, I'm like, what did she skip scan?
Don't have that info.
Target, I mean. Well, it'd be a lot of stuff. Skip scan.
We have a follow-up to...
Crab diving follow-up.
I think we talked about our beloved county here.
Escambia?
That pulled the dictionaries from...
Oh, we don't want no dictionary. Why? Because there's poo-poo words in there.
Just to be safe.
What if I want to know how to spell shit?
Well, the national humiliation has gotten to them, and they're now taking a look at.
Oh, okay.
This
dictionary.
Shit.
So maybe we can have the dictionary. Can we have the dictionary or no?
They're putting the dictionaries back in.
Oh,
I believe.
Thank you. That is so nice of you. You know what it is? Because it's tough if you don't know what a word, what something means. But you took your dictionaries. How would we ever know? But now we'll be able to know. Thank you. Wow. What's left to read at the schools in Florida? I mean, what is it? An Archie comic?
Kimmel even made a joke about it,
I
think.
Why wouldn't you? I mean...
And I know... Keith Olbermann, his podcast a couple days ago, I listened to, and he commented on Escambia County, Florida. I was like, oh, come on.
The thing about it is, like, what if you're a literature teacher? You teach English lit or, I don't know, something like that. I guess kids don't, I don't know. And all of a sudden you can't teach, like, I don't know, a Hemingway book or something like that. I mean, that would make me feel like an asshole. It's like... What books am I allowed to teach? What books can people teach now? Harry Potter, obviously, I'm sure.
Well, the Florida School District is keeping students from accessing dictionaries, which in defining sex and other concepts are considered to violate the state law prohibiting materials in schools.
You are dumb as shit.
But this makes this kind of points out how obviously stupid and vague this Nazi fascist law is.
Yeah, that is great.
From the Republicans and Ron DeRacist.
What if there's a word lube in some like science book?
Well, it is.
Can we have lube?
Or, you know, any encyclopedia when they describe sexual reproduction, asexual reproduction, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I mean.
Escambia County School District pulled more than 1,600 books from school libraries while reviewing whether they would violate this bullshit state law.
You know, do they do this in New Zealand? Are they banning all these books?
I don't think so.
Is there? Then everything must be in fire over there. They must be burning, right? How are they surviving? Are there other societies on this country, on this planet, that are not burning like banning To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah,
Catcher in the Rye, shit like that. Okay. Well, are they okay?
They're godless, Ryan, and evil. Oh,
boy.
Demonic. At least 5 dictionaries have been removed, 5 different types of dictionaries, according to a list shared by Pen America.
Well, find a dictionary. What about a dictionary that just has the words that Ron DeSantis and all the Christians approve of? Why not that?
I'll bet the N-word's still in there.
Oh, yes. It's first one.
They sued the district, maintaining violations of the First and Fourth Amendment. Among the plaintiffs are 7 Escambia County parents, 5 authors, and publisher Penguin Random House. They want to force the school district to return removed books to libraries and prevent it from removing more. They also seek reimbursement for the cost of the suit, which a federal judge refused to dismiss yesterday.
Didn't dismiss it. Because they're suing to get the books back.
Yes.
Okay.
U.S. District Judge T. Kent Wetherill II, what a great name, said the 14th Amendment claim did not apply, but the First Amendment claim could move forward. The school district argued it had authority to decide which books appear in school under state law, but the judge said the district could remove books only for legitimate reasons, such as the inclusion of pornographic material, not because the officials consider them woke or immoral.
You know, I don't know. How good can we think we're going to be as a bunch of people in this country if we think we have to ban, I don't know, you're afraid of kids reading books? Are you fucking kidding
me? The judge appeared to agree with the plaintiff's argument that books containing sexual content are not inherently harmful to children, referring to the example of the discussion of rape in To Kill a Mockingbird. He suggested school libraries should allow for a marketplace of ideas, even if that meant including Hitler's Mein Kampf.
Oh, yes, of course. You're going to have that one.
He also noted that because the school district did not put a time limit on its review process, books pulled for review under the law could end up in purgatory forever.
This is the dumbest fucking shit. You know what you can do in Florida? You can fucking fill your house full of guns. There can be so many guns in your house that you can't even move. But we're worried about someone reading a discussion about rape and To Kill a Mockingbird. Well, part of the book is about that. That's the book. That's what happens.
The district has 28 days to file a response.
Oh, my God. All the guns, though. All the guns. All the guns that you can imagine in Florida. But we're worried about these words.
Meanwhile, the books stay off the shelves.
Sure. Nobody can read
the dictionaries.
Dumb shit.
And encyclopedias.
Yes. We got all the fentanyl you can imagine in this state. So many guns.
Again, Republicans, please educate me as to what the difference between you and the Taliban is.
They'd say nothing, Pat.
Yeah.
That's the point. We're doing our job if you have to say that. Not one
please
fucking thing.
Please educate me because I'm not seeing any space between.
No, we're not educating you. Here, we have a nice camp you can be in, though. This is where the progressives will go after Trump's in office. This is where the people that feel like reading get to go.
Right, right.
Everybody else can fucking listen to Jason Aldean and Kid Rock 69 each other to completion.
So, Ryan, a bunch of people are saying what you've been saying.
Yes, of course. I don't know.
If it were up to Democrats in Alabama, legendary football coach Nick Saban would be next in line to take on Tommy Tuberville.
Yes!
For his seat in
yes.
the Senate.
Thank you so much for bringing this up today. Number one, shame on you, Bill Belichick. You got to retire the same day Nick Saban does. You cheating. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Totally.
He's stealing
yes!
some of Nick Saban's thunder?
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck yes. He did it the same fucking day. The cheater. Inflategate. I'm videotaping what the competition's doing or whatever. He did that too. How dare you? And Nick Saban should run for governor. He should run for the governor.
There are growing calls for the former Alabama coach to enter the political realm. On Wednesday night, Josh Moon, a writer for the Alabama Political Reporter, suggested Saban should make the switch to politics. Saban for U.S. Senate, he tweeted. Save us from Tommy Tuberville one more time.
You know, here's the one thing scary about Saban. On Morning Joe, someone mentioned that he's good friends with that one guy from the Democrat in West Virginia. What's his name?
The Manchin? Asshole.
Yeah, he's friends with Joe Manchin. And Joe Manchin is all about that no labels.
Well, he'd still be
Please,
better than
fucking guy.
Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. No, I'm not. I'm saying Nick Saban would make a great politician, but I hope to God he's not influenced too much by that lunatic Joe Manchin is my point. He's friends with Joe Manchin, and Joe Manchin is no labels. He's doing that no labels thing, right? That dumb shit.
In January 2022, Saban signed a letter to Manchin urging him to support the passage of the Freedom to Vote Act.
God, I mean, God, Nick Saban asked you to do it, you dumbass. You know what I mean? Maybe Nick Saban would.
Maybe so what you've said all along, Nick Saban should run.
Should run for some. I mean, listen, man,
he's a god. They will absolutely.
Well, and also, too, you could even say if he might as well run because football coaches and football people from college football do well anyway. Forget his politics. He'll do well running because he's a college football person. I mean, you know, Tuberville's a fine example, but an even better example about this, and the guy didn't win, but he almost won.
Right.
And I think, and honestly, I think that guy isn't as sharp as Tuberville maybe.
So who would have been the stupidest in Congress with Tuberville there?
Herschel Walker.
If Herschel had won.
Herschel Walker. Are you saying
Herschel's dumber than Nixon, than Tuberville?
I haven't seen Tuberville whip out a fake badge yet.
That's true.
And you know, I, for what it's worth, I enjoyed, while Herschel Walker was around, I enjoyed him a lot more than Tuberville. I mean, it's I love the fact that Herschel Walker kept saying, like, you know, I don't know any of these women that are, you know, I paid for an abortion. But yet a new cancel check would show up with his name on it. And then somebody else would say, oh, yes, he bought one for me, too. That was fun. But yeah, but Nick Saban would win whatever he ran for.
There are people paying attention to some of the things that are being threatened. Threatened as in, like, we're aware of crimes. A lot of our compadres are aware of crimes. So people on the other side are really starting to wonder, what happens if they do indeed take back control of the country? Well, Rachel Maddow believes that not only are we going to prosecute everybody on that side of the aisle, but there are going to be executions. She said this.
Let's go. I mean, after they...
This is Lauren Witzke.
Witzke!
Who was the Republican nominee for the Senate,
yes,
a couple elections ago.
That's right, Pat.
Got her ass handed to her. And but she was the candidate. She won the primary.
And she's saying, let's go. And, let's go with yeah, the executions.
And third banana here, former third banana from the Rick Wiles show, Edward Zoll.
How
is
sad.
Talking to her on their own joint, which is somewhere in a basement somewhere. And he you could tell that he's saying, look how crazy Rachel Maddow is that she thinks we're going to execute all of them. But then Lauren Witzke goes, well, let's go.
But, you know, Rachel Maddow is saying that because of things Trump has said.
Well, right.
Has actually said.
Sure.
On that side of the aisle. But there are going to be executions. She said this.
Let's go. I mean, after they stand before a fair trial, then, you know, the judgment
will be
swift.
Let's give them a fair trial and then kill them.
You know, the judgment will be swift and it will be just.
You know, I think what we're not thinking about is, like, do you remember how mad these Republicans were when Obama took away their straight marriage?
There are people paying attention.
And it was a black man. I'm telling you, these people are going to be so mad when someone takes away Donald Trump and he goes to jail. And they're going to be so mad. And that grievance, there surely will be some politician that could come along and capture that grievance and use it. And that's scary to me because they'll be super mad about
a smarter
that.
Trump. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be mad because that Trump is like Jesus to these dumb shits.
We thought that might be DeSantis, but
you gotta find it. Listen,
proved his true colors.
You gotta find a better guy. There's one thing that Nikki Haley was doing in that debate that pointless debate. This exercise in futility.
Oh, you actually watched that, didn't you? Yeah, God, yeah, that's really taking one for the show.
I tell you, and you know. The Rachel Maddow.
Were you proud of our governor? Did he handle himself really well? And
in what way? I mean, he didn't take his pants off and throw a turd on the wall. I mean, he managed to keep it together. I mean, he looked weird. I mean, I don't know. No, he sucked. He sucked. And Nikki Haley sucked. And CNN sucks. You guys suck. You are the most boring motherfuckers. You let DeSantis talk over you. Are you crazy? What? Who is Jake? I think it was Jake Tapper or something. It was the lamest debate ever. And you know, Nikki Haley said something like, oh, yeah, we're going to put women in jail for getting abortions in South Carolina or some shit like that. These are all very bad people. But they're not going to win anything. They suck. And not once in that debate, that was right after Trump said, guess what? I'm going to, or Trump's lawyer's like, I'm sending SEAL Team 6 in to kill the opposition or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Not one thing was said about that in that debate. Not one that was not mentioned at all. I mean, they act like Donald Trump doesn't exist. They are insane. It's crazy.
This is oh, there's a clip of this happened a little bit ago.
Yes,
remember when the candidate, of course, Republican candidate, performance artist,
yes,
decided to knock down the Satanic Temple display in Iowa.
Yeah, I remember that guy. Was he crucified for that?
Well, Right Wing Watch here has a clip of someone else we'll know that has comments on that whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll recognize these mellifluous tones pretty quickly, too, I think.
Rudy?
No.
What made you decide to put your hands on it, rip his head?
God, Stu.
Stu Peters.
Shit, man. What are you drinking in?
Stu Peters. This is him interviewing the motherfucker that knocked it down.
A little less Folgers.
This is fanatical Christian nationalist activist Michael Cassidy.
Oh.
Drove from Mississippi to the state capital in Iowa and destroyed a display that was erected there by the Satanic Temple of Iowa.
God, are these people parents? Do they have children?
Cassidy's actions were loudly praised by fellow right-wing political activists. A legal defense set up for him raised nearly $90,000.
Oh, how sad. There's people giving money to this shit that have no money. This is crazy.
This is Satan mocking us.
Mocking.
By putting this Baphomet inside of the Iowa Capitol building in Des Moines. That is mockery. That is Satanists and Satan's minions mocking Christians, mocking Christianity, mocking the very value system that this country was founded on, that they then turn around and use as their justification. No, we have the right to do this. No, you don't.
Excuse me.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do, Stu. And he's right. It is about a mock. It's mock. They are mocking you. They are trolling you even.
Right to do this. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Oh, that's it.
No,
there you go.
Don't.
No, you don't.
Guy, calm down, Stu. Do a half and half. Do half decaf, half calf in your coffee. This guy must be impossible. His kids, his family, God, Dad, calm the fuck down. He probably, good morning. I hate Obama. God.
He probably does have kids, doesn't he?
Oh, absolutely. This guy's breeding all over the place. He's getting everybody pregnant. All these fucking evangelicals. They got to spread their seed and their Jesus all over the fucking place.
Gross.
They do. They love it. Stu Peters, I have 18 kids, and I yell at them all. They all hate me.
Yeah, I'm sure he's father of the fucking year.
Jeez, man.
How can the pimps and the push snakes, how can they be rewarded? How can they be provided the tools to create this filth, this garbage? Penetrate these young, impressionable minds and ears.
Penetrate?
Makes me question faith.
Did your dick get on my ear?
Some nights I go to bed and go to bed without it. Go to bed alone. By myself.
Man, Stu was rocking a mohawk, a frosted tip mohawk at the time.
Who's playing the guitar here? Is it Ronnie Van Zant?
Skipping?
Excuse me. Can we hear how they're getting on this? I thought the guitar was good at the beginning.
What?
I love the guitar at the beginning.
You
want
to hear the
Yeah, how did they
the
get
crossover?
Into this part? Yeah.
My part to
this is the most interesting part.
Get it back. Stay with me.
No, wait a second. Pause it for 1 second.
It's going to be a long road.
Listen, this sounds like this has flavors of the Miami Vice soundtrack from the 80s.
It's going to be a long road.
Like, this is a real artsy Eagles album or something.
There you go. There you go. Well, this, what are you expecting?
I was looking for something.
High art?
No, I was like, wow, this guitar part's kind of cool.
The Mozart of...
You know,
it's fucking Stu Peters.
And just like, I don't know what they did. I don't know.
It's Focus. F-O-K-I-S-S.
Was his Focus guy even a Christian, or was that just, that wasn't mainstream hip hop he was doing?
He was mainstream-y, I think.
But he was also talking about Jesus.
He's got another one, Guns and Gangs.
Oh, let's hear that one, please. Right. Yeah.
And don't forget he was a bounty hunter also.
Stu?
Yeah.
Who produced his albums, does it say?
I don't have that information. Probably Stu Peters, probably Focus.
Yeah. This wasn't, nothing like P. Diddy or anybody like that.
Maybe the internet's still shit after Kanye the fucked up weather we had.
Hey, Kanye, listen, it's Ryan here at Crab Diving. I don't know what you're up to. I imagine you're probably having some sort of anti-Jewish kind of thing going on. But you should look into producing Stu Peters, because I got to tell you, I think you guys would have a lot in common, don't you think?
Off the ground if you get your ass beat and you go on about your business. The next time you see, dude, if you still have beef... You box again, and you box until it's squashed, and once it's squashed, you just go your separate ways, or in some cases, you even shake hands with dude, become buddies, hang around, shit, even friends. Problem is, everybody's scared of that ass whipping these days.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how to take a good old-fashioned ass whipping. You know, if you say some shit about...
He's in his full...
Is this Stu?
That's Stu in his full bounty hunter regalia. He looks like a cop. He's got a badge, and he's got a bulletproof vest that says arrest team on it.
Stu,
I can't say police.
This guy sucks, man. You suck. God, he's scary, man. It's scary that people like this will get way into like a quote-unquote higher power, a non-existent higher power that they claim to be listening to. Isn't that disturbing?
Well, yeah.
What? Why? How could a hip-hop artist like Stu find his way into being a fake cop? And then, and whatever.
I don't think it's hard.
Jeez.
This story I ran across...
Yes?
It has to do, it was a story that had to kind of do with the market. And I've talked about Tesla before.
Right.
And
the Tesla idiots, right?
Easily manipulated. Yeah. Because
they're emotional.
The Elon Musk dick rider squad. Woo! Is. Tesla has been taking, in fact, I didn't even look today. Tesla's been taking just a major shit its stock has.
Yay. And the cars too. And there's been issues with these fucking cars.
Well, yeah, there was another one today. There's more news. I forget.
God damn it, Elon.
But a couple days ago.
Yes.
And this just shows what scumbags they are.
Okay.
And historical scumbags this company is, and Elon is. On a couple days ago, Tesla lowered the driving range estimates.
Oh, for the battery?
Across the entire lineup of electric vehicles.
Okay.
As a new U.S. government vehicle testing regulation takes effect.
Oh, okay.
With the goal of ensuring that automakers accurately reflect real-world performance.
This means they were lying before when they sold these fucking cars. They were lying to people. I want my money back, Elon. You told me this goes 69 miles before charging, and it doesn't. I want my money back.
Tesla has historically issued range estimates that overstate what its cars can deliver.
Lied!
Prompting widespread complaints from customers. According to some automotive testing experts and a Reuters investigation last year.
Why are you lying to me?
Reuters reported in July that the automaker about a decade ago, listen to this shit. They Tesla rigged the algorithm.
Yes.
That controls the in-dash range estimates in what? Their vehicles to give rosy projections of how far owners can drive before needing to recharge.
Well, Volkswagen did that, right? That was
the
story.
That was the emissions, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, so why do we believe anything that these fucks do with their cars?
The story also found that Tesla created a secret team in 2022
yes.
to suppress thousands of driving range complaints and cancel owners' range-related service appointments.
Wait a second. Range-related service appointments, meaning, hey, fuckhead, my car doesn't go as far as it should on a single battery. Right. Come service.
Oh, like, you're crazy. We're canceling.
Well, there's no need to service because that's how long it goes because we lied. We told you it would go X amount of miles or time. It actually does.
We say it's an estimate. It goes less. We say it's an estimate.
Yes. That was the estimate that we gave you was less than a reasonable estimate would have been, which means we lied to you.
Driving range has been a key selling point for Tesla vehicles and other electric models in the U.S., where consumers cite a lack of public charging infrastructure as a primary reason for avoiding battery-powered cars.
Yes.
Tesla recently lowered the driving range estimates for Tesla's website now estimates the range of the Model Y long range, for instance, at 310 miles, while the government's fuel economy site lists the same vehicle's range at 330.
I would go with the one that isn't Tesla saying it, because they seem to lie.
Well, no, the government has the wrong one.
Oh.
Because they're going by what Tesla supplied them.
Excuse me, government, why are you going by what that Elon fuck says? Go in there and do it yourself.
But, you know, there's evil new regulations that I'm sure they'd all like to get rid of, Ryan. These Republicans want to get rid of regulations.
Wow.
And there's a new regulation requiring automakers to test electric vehicles for range and fuel efficiency in their default driving mode, the one the car uses when a driver first turns it on. Many modern vehicles, including Teslas, have an array of driving modes that allow for tuning the vehicle to maximize either efficiency or power.
Okay. Whatever. What happened was Elon lied about the range, and our government is too fucking lazy to go check for ourselves and send someone that doesn't work for Tesla, that works for us, and have them check the range. You know what I mean? To me, it's crazy that why ain't the government checking the range? Get a car and check everything on your own and ignore everything that they're saying. And now, I mean, how safe do you feel like these Teslas are? Do you feel like people are going to lose confidence in
well, yeah,
their
yeah,
brand?
People were complaining.
They're lying about how long you can drive these fucking cars. And people bought that car based on that knowledge. They should be able to return them. Give me my fucking money back.
Get ready to puke because I didn't know that this existed.
Yeah.
The driving modes for Tesla.
Yes.
The lowest mode for efficiency is called chill.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And the best range for highest performance and acceleration is called drag strip.
You know what, man? I have always thought when you look at these fancy fucking graphics now that are on the dashboards of cars and your hybrid cars, it'll have like a green light on it if it's in economy mode and another different light, if it's in this mode, we're learning that all these modes, it's bullshit. It's all bullshit. Guess what chill mode's like? The other mode you mentioned. They're all the modes are the same. What's different are the graphics that you see on the dashboards. You don't know. Chill mode is go fuck yourself mode. It's just like chill mode. What's another mode we could have? Let's just make them up. Who gives a Jedi mode? Let's have that. You fucking crash
chill
mode.
Chill, standard, sport. These are some of the.
Can I have the mode where
acceleration modes?
Can I have my mode so that my steering wheel doesn't fall off and bounce down the fucking street when I'm trying to make a right? Can I have the mode where it doesn't run over animals?
Track mode.
How about the mode where I don't die in there? How about the mode where I can find a charging station mode? How about the mode where you're remotely honest about your fucking car, Elon?
But when this shit is found out, how is not just everyone fired?
Fired. Absolutely.
Everybody, get rid of the board. Get rid of the CEO. Everyone, you're lying to the public. You're That's a fraud. Right. Get rid of everybody.
Does the fact that Tesla is publicly traded, does that make this more complicated?
Yes.
Why are you lying about these modes? I don't believe anything about these cars. Now this to me, right? Is this the issue that we feel that maybe they're lying at Tesla about other things?
Well, you could assume that.
I mean, is any of it real that happens on that dashboard? It's just bullshit. It looks good, and it makes people feel like they're sitting in a Starship Enterprise.
Yeah.
And they got chill mode. Guess what? Chill mode is the same as herpes mode. It's super gonorrhea mode. It's turbo boost kit from Knight Rider. It's all garbage. Does the seat warmers work? Do they work? Seat warmer mode.
Probably.
God, how hard is it to connect to the Bluetooth? I'd love to have a Tesla or something like that, but geez. Not if it has all these fucking problems and I can't charge it anywhere. God damn, Elon. Get off your fucking ass and fix your fucking cars. Quit naming your kids after decimal places.
Let's see. We've got a little less than a half hour left here on this Faithless Friday.
I'm beginning to think Elon Musk is a fucking loser. He fucked up Twitter or X, whatever, and now it's cars.
I think it was by design.
Right.
He didn't like the woke hellhole it was turning into.
What about the SUV that came out that was a big deal? Does that suck too? Is there bullshit with that? I mean, the SUV that came out for Tesla, they put out an SUV.
Oh, the truck, you mean?
The truck. How far can I drive the truck? A quarter mile down the street, and then I gotta pee in it to make it move or something? I gotta take a shit in the fucking, what was the thing in Back to the Future?
The flux capacitor?
You gotta take a dump in the flux capacitor to make it work. So it's on biofuel. God, your cars suck. Twitter sucks. You're not having a good time. How's the spaceship to Mars going? How's that going, you dumb shit? Is that even real? Is it? Is he really working on that?
Who knows?
What happened to the Hyperloop? That was bullshit.
He's still working on that, I think.
Go on Joe Rogan and smoke weed. That's what you're good at.
And digging the holes.
That's what you're good at. Go to 5,000 feet. Coerce someone into jacking you off and go on Joe Rogan and let him tell you it's amazing your ideas. You have ideas all the time. Oh, so amazing, Elon. Oh.
Do you want to hear... Nick Fuentes.
Yeah. Let's hear that fuck.
And... his buddy Vincent James, they're both on that, whatever that shit network of his is.
Yes. I think it's Come Talk.
Here they are whining and crying.
Okay.
The fact that we have sort of paved the way, right, and made it easier for people to talk about these things, I get what you're saying. You're kind of like jealous. Like, it's like, what the fuck, man? It's like, dude, I lost my job. All these things happened to me and lost my bank account and, you know, whatever. And, you know, to say these things, it's kind of like, almost like, you know, Martin Luther King in a way, kind of, or Rosa Parks, what? Like you said.
Yeah. We're the first ones. We're the ones getting
saying,
down.
Oh, my God.
They're comparing themselves to Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. They're the anti-Semitic incel fascist pioneers.
Nick Fuentes thinks he's the Rosa Parks of incelness.
We're the ones getting sounded like fire hosed and shit. Like,
yeah, it's kind of like that. It's almost exactly like how those blacks were hit with fire hoses.
digital fire hose.
There you go.
A digital fire hose. Exactly. You're not persecuted, you dumb shit. You went and had Thanksgiving dinner with the Trump, didn't you? You and ye.
Over the holidays, this is Right Wing Watch. Over the holidays, racist, misogynistic, anti-Semitic, homophobic, Christian nationalist Nick Fuentes.
See, it can be a lot of people you're describing.
Hosted a 13-hour marathon.
Of this kind of shit.
The Money Bomb Marathon stream to raise money for his America First movement.
Ooh.
I wonder how much money he raised.
God, hopefully nothing. Hopefully zero.
Among the guests were far-right activists and commentators Gavin McInnes, Keith Woods, Elijah Schaefer, Stu Peters, and Vincent James, described here as an unapologetic racist, anti-Semite, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, and fascist who serves as treasurer of Fuentes' white nationalist America First organization.
I'm the treasurer. That to me is weird. I would be embarrassed to say that I'm the treasurer of Nick Fuentes' anti-Semitic org. I mean, what does that mean? He keeps track of the money?
Well, yeah, he pays the bills. And
Does he do the accounting dressed as a Klansman or something? I mean, it's like, this is what a weird thing to be doing. God, they must be real racist. It's like, do you imagine? I'm the CFO of a racist organization. It's like, shit.
Yeah, I wonder how much he raised.
I can't imagine anything. I mean, I don't know. Probably a lot. And it's probably a depressing amount for us. When we hear the number, it will be depressing. Jeez.
I'll try to find out how much they brought in for this event.
They did it. It's like, how could you raise money off this? It's like a telethon, but for anti-Semitic fucks. And they're just staying. It's just like somebody that stayed up talking for a whole day or something. It's a podcast.
Are you ready, Ryan?
Yes.
Are you prepared?
Okay. Oh, good. This is Rudy. I'm very excited.
These UFOs, ladies and gentlemen, I believe are manifestations of Satan, the deceiver of the brothers. He wants us to get all distracted with stuff like unidentified flying objects, with stuff like aliens from outer space, because it will take us away from thinking about the kingdom, thinking about the word of God, loving people around us. So it's just all part of a ruse of Satan to distract us.
Okay.
Brian Fisher on the Brian Fisher podcast, everybody.
Well, welcome back, Brian. It's great to have you back on the show. I want to say this, though. I will agree with you partially. I think if we are visited by aliens and spaceships and all their tech, it will seem like it's satanic, because what they will do to us will be unthinkable. If these aliens had the tech to come see us, then they reveal themselves to us. Oops. Listen, we're going to forget about Wham. There won't be any Wham. And they are going to smoke our asses. Right?
That was the opening on the Money Bomb stream.
No. That's...
I'm looking at their...
Bow, bow, bow.
Okay, so their
That's
goal...
That's Wham.
Their first goal was 100,000, and they made that at 3 hours.
Excuse me. They're opening that show with a Wham song?
Well, I don't know if that was Wham.
I can name Wham in 1 second. Wham. Christmas Wham song.
Isn't that a wonderful Christmas time? That one?
Wonderful Christmas time. I'm simply
happy. The mood is right.
Yeah!
The spirit's up.
Oh, that's Paul McCartney.
I was going to say,
damn it. I'm so fucking embarrassed right now. I am so embarrassed.
I believe that it's just an end times deception. You know,
Can I just say something, Dave?
The Bible talks about...
Shut up. Shut up, Mr. What's his name? I forget.
Brian Fisher.
Shut up, Brian. Wham, George Michael, and they were both British, are British, and it's easy to get them mixed up. Go ahead.
Except that's Paul. Yeah.
Well, Paul McCartney is British.
Right.
And
but you said George Michael.
Was British. He was British.
Right.
I'm just saying that's how I got that.
And the Bible talks about signs in the heavens as a sign of the end time. Remember that? Acts chapter 2? Mm-hmm. And I wonder if maybe these UFOs are part of that. And all these asteroids that they're sighting get people preoccupied and distracted, but they're signs in the heavens, whether they're fake or not, signs in the heavens that may be a harbinger that we're approaching the end time.
So there you go, Brian Fisher, alive and well.
Gosh, that's a good one, Brian.
And still broadcasting. He's doing his own dealio with the Brian Fisher podcast.
I got to hand it to him because that's an interesting angle. I don't hear a lot of UFO mixed into the Christian news. It's generally just, you know, anti-woman, anti-gay. But they brought space aliens into the equation. That was nice.
Since this is a some of the big stars,
yes,
podcast, I couldn't leave out this guy.
Right.
By now, I'm certain you've heard the Jeffrey Epstein list was published last night. Whoopee, big deal. There was nothing in it. Okay.
Rick Wiles, everybody.
There was nothing in it.
Let me skip ahead a little bit to the good part.
Yeah.
To some of the gooder parts.
When the police raided Epstein's New York mansion, they found thousands of photographs of girls. Where are they? Where are the photographs? And Jeez. Where are the girls? Well, you know, they were murdered. They got rid of them. When they were done with them, they got rid of them.
We have no evidence Jeez. Of that, by the way. Right.
But where are the photographs? When the FBI went in, where's the photographs? The New York City police seized the photographs, and then the FBI seized the photographs from the New York City police. Where are the photographs now? Well, you know, they're hidden, or they have been destroyed. They're with Anthony Weiner's laptop. FBI-
Shit, man. Anthony Weiner should send you a thank you note for mentioning his name.
Anthony Weiner got in trouble for his laptop.
Oh, yeah, man. Absolutely. Sure.
The FBI covers up crimes. The story that nobody wants to talk about is who did Epstein work for?
No.
Good God.
This is Rick Wiles, Ryan.
That's right.
Who do you think Rick Wiles is going to say that Jeffrey Epstein was working for?
Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton.
Where did the videos
the Jewish
go?
People.
We have testimony from the girls who are now adults who said that there were cameras in all the bedrooms, that there were video recording rooms with employees in it, monitoring the video feeds of the girls having sex with the men. Where did the videos go? I'll tell you where they went. Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv!
Wait, I mean, straight to Israel.
Tel Aviv!
God damn.
Where did the videos go? I'll tell you where they went. Tel Aviv. The videos are in Tel Aviv.
My God.
Oh, Rick Wiles still rocking over at True News?
Yeah.
Checking in on a bunch of the
they
old...
went straight to Israel.
Everything. Everything turns
shit.
Around and gets blamed on Israel.
Rick Wiles probably believes the fake list, I would imagine.
The what?
The fake Epstein list, the one that had Kimmel and Barack Obama on and shit like that.
Oh, maybe, yeah. We've got some bit of time here left.
Yeah.
This is something you'll enjoy. Oh, well, no, let's play this. This, by the way, terrifying,
yes.
Terrifying footage. This was taken by some of the MAGA idiots that had broken in. I've seen
God bless you.
On January 6th.
Yes.
And there were, inside the chambers, you recall, there were a few Congress people and a couple of, I don't know if they were guards or cops or whatever. But there was one or two people with guns.
Yes.
And you remember there was the scene where the maggots were at the window.
Yes.
And the guy in the suit has a gun kind of
right,
pointed
right.
at the window. And not the Ashley Babbitt part, but this is the chambers, in the
yeah,
chambers.
Yeah, yeah.
Before they got into the chambers. Before they got everybody out and the maggots got in.
Yeah.
Through a broken window, there's now released footage from the Capitol riot and this is like some that the maggots took themselves of their POV of them looking in at these congressmen and holy these other guys shit. With guns. But then listen to this. This is false flag FBI, everybody.
Oh, okay.
Our house.
How do you handle this?
Open the door, brother.
How do you handle it?
Come on, man. Socialist. Open the door.
They're socialist pigs. You're going to kill patriots.
You socialist pigs. You're going to kill patriots.
They're all voting. Well, hopefully.
We're all
that we're sick of it. Okay.
Now this one, there's literally, they're looking through the window and a guy's pointing his gun at them.
3 years.
Would you?
Huh?
And I've never had people act this way.
Say again?
I've been in law enforcement in Texas for 30 years.
Talk a little louder.
That's because you've...
This is a Representative Troy Nels of Texas who's yelling at these idiots through the window. He says, I've been in law enforcement for 30 years in Texas, and I've never seen people...
Law enforcement in Texas for 30 years.
Talk a little louder.
That's because you've never seen corruption like we have seen this last month.
I'm ashamed
of my congresspeople. They don't even stand up for it.
They're giving away,
my grandchildren and your grandchildren's freedom.
What? You need to back up.
Freedom is at hand.
Go find another door, everybody.
Do you understand we're fighting for you?
You ought to put the guns down. We're not going to do anything.
These are the guns are pointed at the maggots. They're like, you better put those guns down. You're not going to do anything.
Listen, man, this Trump and his people are just on a different level of lunacy.
Right?
Fuck these people, man.
Let's go down to the border. Oops. About 30 minutes ago.
Oops.
I cannot believe there are people that want to vote for Donald Trump and shame on, you know what, man? And those fucking people, Nikki Haley and DeSantis and all the other fucking assholes running against Donald Trump, you should be playing shit like this and you should be screaming about him doing this insurrection. You're fucking losers. You're not fighting him. God.
This is, what time is it? Oh, we got a couple minutes left. This is, news from today in another courtroom.
Yes.
Shit,
man.
This is
this Schittler?
This is from...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Rudy.
This guy.
I wasn't ready. Yeah, I got to take a breath. Okay.
Rudy Giuliani's attorney today crashed and burned in court.
Oh, my God.
Trying to file a motion to raise concerns about double jeopardy.
Yes.
Immediately swatted down as the judge poked a very simple hole in his argument.
Yes.
Giuliani is one of several defendants charged in the Fulton County, Georgia election racketeering case.
Yes.
Why
doesn't Rudy save money and represent himself in these matters? Isn't he hurting for cash?
Why? Right. I don't know how these people are, where he's getting the money for this.
I mean, well, he's a lawyer. He could just do his own fucking lawyering, couldn't he?
This lawyer was arguing that he can't, if it's somebody suing him in a different state for the same thing, he can't be sued in Georgia or whatever. The judge said, how does it become double jeopardy if all the states are separate sovereigns? I mean, couldn't you be convicted in every single state, all 50 states, if there was an issue? Without any double jeopardy concerns whatsoever. And the attorney said, you may have a point, judge. I mean, there might be some of this. And the judge said, the solution is to not commit the same crime in multiple jurisdictions.
There you go. Oh, my God. He's saying that because he did the election fraud in Georgia and he did the election fraud in Michigan.
Yeah, you can't.
Double jeopardy?
Right. You can't try him in both states or multiple states.
Come on. I have watched a lot of Law & Order in many, many movies that involve lawyering, and I know that.
Obviously,
I know that, motherfuckers.
Obviously, they're not bringing – Rudy's not hiring the best.
Yeah, I'm sure we can cite some Dick Wolf case law to support any of this.
Or he can't, at least he can't he can't afford decent representation, obviously.
How do you represent this guy, though? He said everything. I mean, like, somebody like Rudy Giuliani is just, there's so much evidence against him, right?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
So what's it matter? I mean, I figure he's got to get a lawyer that's maybe good at talking to people that can get him a deal.
So that's Rudy's,
yay.
What was going on with Rudy?
Congratulations, Rudy.
They're also talking about, you know, how Trump, the judge Engoron actually let Trump speak. At first he was going to be like, no, I'm not going to let you speak.
Yeah.
And then he thought better of it. And
right.
And of course you let this moron speak because he did exactly what we thought he would.
Right.
And probably shot himself in his tiny little dick over any appeals case.
Yeah.
Donald Trump put his New York real estate empire in jeopardy when he broke into a 5-minute rant in the middle of his $370 million civil fraud trial.
Permission to freestyle, Judge.
case is most likely headed to an appellate court that will be less than pleased with his closing argument antics.
Right.
Trump denied wrongdoing throughout the months-long trial, but New York Attorney General Letitia James argued he defrauded lenders by inflating the value of his assets.
Yes.
The judge agreed in pre-trial ruling, finding Trump liable for fraud. Trump, through the trial, responded with personal accusations against Letitia James, the judge, his staff.
God, he's such a complainy pants.
In defense of a gag order against Trump, Engoron revealed he'd received anti-Semitic violent threats, culminating with a bomb scare at his home on the day of closing arguments.
Perfect. Jeez.
That so all that shit will be fair game.
Yeah.
And according to legal experts, considered part of a pattern and practice of complete disrespect for the law in New York State. And a New York appellate court ain't going to like that.
No, they're not. I mean, is he going to be banned from doing real estate in New York now?
That's what Letitia James wants. She wants to refuse the Trump Organization from being able to operate in New York.
Well, I mean, you know. I don't know, Trump. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, but you know, DeSantis will say, come on down here or some shit like that. Or, but that means Trump Tower's gone.
Right.
He's got to sell it. That means, where's Bedminster? Is Bedminster
in Jersey?
New Jersey.
Well, see, he can still have his club in Jersey, right? I mean.
I guess.
Unless it's owned by the same, what if it's owned by the Trump org?
Well, that's part of it. And where are they going to come up with $370,000 or whatever he's now being.
Well, no, that's not a lot of money.
Because Letitia James said she wants more.
Well, that's probably, you got to dig up Ivana for that, probably, for his cash in there.
Some of the cash, he didn't bury cash with Ivana.
Nah, just some of those secret docs. Is that case still going on? Do you remember? I don't know if you know. There was
the documents case? Yeah, sure. But that's Eileen Cannon.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, she's doing her best to delay that.
Is she still around? Is she doing that case?
I think we're about done here.
I got so upset because Lloyd Austin skipped town for a couple of days. We hadn't heard from Eileen Cannon in fucking months,
yeah, that
man.
Is some bullshit a little bit. But
who gives a fuck? The poor guy's got cancer.
Well, but he also, there's a story today that he was directing some of these drone strikes and some of these airstrikes from the hospital and watching in real time. It's not like he wasn't working.
Yeah. Was he using their Wi-Fi at the hospital?
Well, I don't know.
Oh my God.
He probably had a satellite uplink or something,
right?
A secure satellite.
It's hard for me to believe that nobody at the White House knew where Lloyd Austin was. I kind of hate this story. I don't give a shit. Do you know there's a person running for president that literally said that he should be able to kill people and not get in trouble for it?
Yeah, he's doubling down on that even. He was asked in an interview yesterday, I think it was, and he was like,
That Lloyd Austin thing is a fucking distraction for somebody like Kevin McCarthy or Jim Jordan to caterwaul about. It's fucking bullshit. I don't give a shit.
Jim Jordan.
I'm more irritated that fuck Bill Belichick decided to retire the same or quit. He's not even retiring though. Who cares? He got fired. He got fired from the Patriots. Nick Saban stopped coaching, retired. This Belichick was fucking fired because he lost. He can't win without Tom Brady.
Here at the highest level, it's a disgrace. It's in coordination with the White House and Joe Biden because he can't win a campaign fairly. And we're going through it, but it is indeed a terrible witch hunt. We're going to have a news conference a little bit later on.
So, by the way, he's not going to rush home to hold Melania's hand while she's grieving. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a news conference later.
And then I'll call Melanie and make sure she's okay. Or not at all. Yeah, he's like, God, somebody take Grandpa home or some shit like this. Donald Trump does not sound good. That's one tired-ass fucking Nazi.
And by the way, you know, all the people that scream about him being old, he's 3 years younger than Biden. It's not like it's spring chicken here.
No, and it's Trump. 3 years.
And it's Trump.
He's in horrible shape.
3 years younger Nazi.
Biden's out there bicycling and doing all kinds of bullshit.
Oops, I pressed the wrong button.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Starting the ending early. Thanks for listening, everybody. Now I gotta start the music over again.
Orchestra.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Maybe not. Well, we're doing MLK Day. We might do MLK Day. Check our social media.
Right.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Always available at your favorite podcast app. Thanks for buying shit. The Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. It really helps out. And see what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Bless it.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.